I think it's a big challenge. I mean, I think that even at this early stage of the season, it's clear that we're in trouble. I think that the opportunity to have the next 30 games is probably as important as anything else to try and get us out of that trouble. I think it could take the vast majority of that to get us safe, on the basis of it takes such a long time to catch up. When you have a bad start to the season, historically, you know that when you look at everybody else that's struggled over the seasons. In particularly, the club itself has had to wait, I think, three times to avoid relegation based on the last four or five games. My job is to hopefully not get to that stage, not to get into that panic and fear zone where, there's only a few games left and if you don't win football matches, you get relegated. I want to try and avoid that if I possibly can, and 30 games to try and get there as quick as we can is, probably one of the reasons why I took the job. Like, it gives me a bit of time and to try and get it sorted out as quickly as I possibly can. I have a few irons in the fire, but nothing definite as yet, and obviously I won't disclose who that is. There's a lot of speculation in the media, but until such time as I get a yes from whoever I'm speaking to, and obviously I've spoken to who I consider might be my number two, and then after that I'll be happy with that. I'll be happy to bring me number two, and I always give the people who are here the chance. They're qualified, they're highly qualified, and I just want to see if they're working to my methods and working to the maximum they possibly can, and we all get on. And if we do that, then I can't see many more changes. If that doesn't work, then I'd speak to Ellis and Lee and say we may need a change here and there. But I wouldn't envisage that's going to be the priority. My priority is get me number two in and try and get the team winning as quickly as possible.